How to be saved, according to Barry the Saint. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast, number 382, titled How to Be Saved, According to Barry the Saint. Beloved, I am here to remind you of what the Holy Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Most people love dogs. Dogs can do remarkable things. One breed in particular, the Saint Bernard, is known for saving lives, thus the name Saint. In the rugged, snow-covered mountains of the Alps, Saint Bernards were ideal for rescue work because they could clear paths, or rather clear paths, predict incoming avalanches, and detect injured people buried beneath the snow. Before they were replaced by more modern rescue teams, the dogs would be sent out in pairs to dig through the snow and find buried travelers. One dog would lie on top of the rescued person to provide warmth, while the second dog would return to get help. Over a span of nearly 200 years, about 2,000 people, from lost children to Napoleon's soldiers, were rescued by these heroic Saint Bernards. Unfortunately, it wasn't uncommon for a Saint Bernard to lose its own life while saving someone in need. Perhaps the most famous Saint Bernard dog was Barry. During the course of his career, this faithful rescuer is believed to have saved more than 40 people from an icy death, time after time. Barry willingly risked his life to help someone in need. His deeds stand as a monument to the selfless nature of these Saint Bernards. Barry's story of selfless devotion is a reminder of the one who selflessly gave his life for all of mankind. His name is Jesus Christ. You and I may never find ourselves lost in the Alps or caught up in an avalanche, but we all face an even greater danger. We are lost in our sin. We're buried by our sin and separated from God because of it. You see, the Holy Bible tells us all we like sheep have gone astray. We're lost. We have turned everyone to his own way. We're lost. Our disobedience puts us in danger of being swept away from his presence forever, lost forever, enduring judgment for our sins in a place called hell. So how can we be rescued? Pardon me. How can we be rescued? Well, God loves us and does not want us to be separated from him. The Holy Bible says in 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But because he is holy, God has to deal with the problem of sin before we can be brought back into a relationship with him. So he sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Savior. Because Jesus had no sin of his own, he could stand in our place before God, bearing the punishment our sin deserves. When Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose again, he paid sin's penalty and broke its power. The Bible states in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4, that Christ died for our sins, was buried, and rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. According to the Scriptures. So, dear friend, are you ready to be rescued? There, buried under a pile of sin. Jesus Christ said his purpose was to seek and to save that which was lost. He has done all of the work to rescue you from sin and is offering you forgiveness and eternal life. Will you receive this incredible gift by turning to God and putting your trust and your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ today? Dear friend, the Holy Bible states in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. The Holy Bible says in Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, dear friend, and you shalt be saved. So, dear friend, if you're willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins in your place, and rose from the dead on the third day, and you're willing to trust Jesus Christ with all of your heart, so you can go to heaven one day and avoid going to hell in the future. Please pray with me what is called the sinner's prayer. Mean it from your heart and pray it with me phrase by phrase, and believing at the same time, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again. Repeat after me. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I have sinned against you, and that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have lied before. I have stolen things before. I have lusted after people and things before. I have dishonored and disobeyed my parents. I have taken your holy name in vain. For Jesus Christ's sake, please save, please have mercy and grace upon my soul. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul. And forgive me of all of my sins, my failures, and my faults. As I now believe in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my old evil life and follow you in the new life. For it is in your holy name I pray. Amen. Dear friend, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. If you have decided to follow Jesus by trusting in Jesus Christ as your Savior, after listening to this podcast, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior, visit gospellightsociety.com and read my pamphlet titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. The gospel tract this podcast is based on is published by Moments with the Book, a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this track online at momentswiththebook.org. God bless you, dear friend. Until next time.